Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, and the village of Groveton, the land where summer is on a Tuesday, it's the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Or you can call me North Country Fred. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s up to today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ. Thanks for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. In this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to start off with a couple of sets that I like to call the Portable Record Factory, cover tunes from well-known artists. And yes, this evening, sit back, relax, pour yourself a glass of wine or some grape juice, because we're going to be hearing some easy listening covers of the Fab Four, the Beatles, right out of the thrift shop crates. Let's drop the needle.
What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be all alone. How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get a little help from my friends. I get a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want.
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
Oh, well, what do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know that it's mine.
Oh, I get a little help from my friends. I get a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I just need someone to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Oh, I get a little help from my friends. Ooh, I get a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try a little help from my friends. Oh, I get a little help from my friends.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman run off with another guy. He hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town and booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seemed, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill. She called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy.
Rocky, 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 Rocky.
Does it get much more thrift shop than that? I don't know. Paul Mauriat and his orchestra from 1967 with Penny Lane. Before that, we heard Lena Horne and Gabor Szabo, Rocky Raccoon, Steve and Edie. Yeah, that's Steve and Edie with a little help from my friends. And we started off with that thrift shop perennial, Mantovani, and Yesterday. Well, you're not listening yesterday. You're here and now at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS. And you never know what you're going to hear. Bring on the birds.
This is Bird Note. With white and gray feathers, a piercing stare, and noisy screams, the American herring gull is what most folks might call a seagull. But you're likely to see these gulls far from shore, too. The American herring gull is one of four nearly identical species found in temperate regions of the Northern Hemisphere, including the European herring gull, Vega gull, and Mongolian gull. In fact, ornithologists once lumped them all together under the single species name herring gull until 2024, when scientists found key differences in their genetics, appearance, and vocalizations. Just as raucous and hefty as its cousins, you can find American herring gulls from Alaska to Puerto Rico, squabbling over table scraps at an inland landfill, or scarfing down French fries by the beach. It takes juvenile herring gulls 4 years to grow into their iconic adult plumage. You can tell the youngsters apart from their elders by their speckled gray-brown body feathers. But even young birds can compete with the adults in size and volume. American herring gulls are about 2 feet long from beak to tail, with a nearly 6-foot wingspan that's perfect for soaring across land and sea. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored by Laura Potash of Roslyn, Washington.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop here at classicalwscs.org. Or if you're in the Sunapee-Kearsarge region, we're at 90.9 on your FM radio dial. I'm doing a little set I like to call the Portable Record Factory, cover tunes by well-known artists, and we're doing a set of covers from the Beatles. Why not?
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, you don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. La, 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 la. Can be, just sees what he wants to see. Nowhere man, can't you see me at all? Nowhere man, don't worry, take your time, don't hurry, leave it all to somebody else. Don't know what you're sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody, making all his nowhere plans for nobody, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
I look at all the lonely people.
Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Look at all the
baby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one will say, all the lonely people, where do they all belong? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
The unmistakable voice of Johnny Mathis with Eleanor Rigby. Before that, another unmistakable voice, Petulia Clark with Rain. Not Peculiar Clark, Petulia Clark. Petula? Oh, boy. And we started off with a Jalopy 5 and Nowhere Man. Well, this isn't Nowhere Man. This is Somewhere Man. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm DJ Frederick.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Otto the octopus didn't appreciate the spotlight shining on his laboratory tank at night, so he turned it off. In fact, he turned off the lights in the whole lab. Octopuses are smart and curious. They use tools and learn from watching other octopuses. They can solve mazes, open the lids of glass jars, and build dens. In the lab, they learn to tell people apart. They've been known to take a disliking to some of the lab workers, squirting jets of water at them when they walk by, and they can show a clear preference for the people who feed them. Octopuses also play. In one study, scientists put some small, sealed plastic bottles in octopus tanks. Some of the critters fired jets of water at the bottles, bouncing them off the walls. Others fired a bottle toward the tank's inlet valve, so the bottle came back to them, like octopus ping pong. And that brings us back to Otto. Scientists in Germany were studying the behavior of Otto and several others. Otto was the most active. He damaged the glass walls of his tank by throwing rocks at them, and he sometimes rearranged the stuff in the tank. A 2,000-watt spotlight shined on the tank at night, but several times the light shorted out, and so did the rest of the lab. Scientists then spent the night in the lab to figure out what was happening. Otto was climbing to the rim of the tank and squirting water at the light. That turned out the lights, perhaps allowing Otto to get a good night's sleep. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Don Patterson and Sonny Stitt with Donnybrook, and we started off with the soulful strings, Groovin'. Well, you're groovin' with DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, where you never know what you're going to hear. It's like having a thrift shop of the airwaves, and boy, we've got a lot of goodwill. All right, bad pun. If there's anything in particular you'd like to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'll play almost anything, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
against the blue skies. I don't have any needs. I feel the summer breeze. Caress me like you do when you're near me. It's July and I'm with you, baby. It's July. The skies are blue. It's July and I'm with you, baby. It's July.
Something just recently released by Jimmy Tenor and Cold Diamond and Mink. That was July Blue Skies. Radio Thrift Shop is a very lo-fi production from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire. It's like having a thrift shop on the airwaves. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s up to today. That's some really good music. I really enjoy this release by Jimmy Tenor and Cold Diamond and Mink. Let's hear another tune called I Coochie. And this will cruise us on out of the show. Wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Let's all help us through these wild and winsome times.
Thank you. Thank you.